Well, it's time for the wavelength split on Radio 2. So on medium wave, we go over to the Radio 2 sports desk and John Champion.
Good evening. On the day that broadcasting lost one of its most distinguished exponents, Peter Jones, the outstanding radio commentator of the last two decades, died today at the age of 60. He collapsed whilst doing what, quite simply, he did best, commentating on a major event, in this case Saturday's University Boat Race. Peter Jones was born in Swansea and graduated from Cambridge on the way to a career in teaching. In 1965, he joined the BBC, and over the next 25 years, he covered all the major sporting events, among them 6 World Cups, 5 Olympic Games, and 21 FA Cup finals. He also covered the major state occasions, including 2 royal weddings. In fact, his became the definitive voice of radio commentary.
Argentina will come forward with Valencia. Valencia, lovely through ball to Maradona, and Maradona's on here for Argentina. If he can get round there, he chinks the ball. Oh, what a goal from Maradona! Oh, what a goal! He took it down the right, he stopped for a moment, and he looked, and he stopped, and he curled it inside the post. Now that is as good a goal as you'll ever see. Anybody who loves football will have loved that. This man, Maradona, is a star.
So Alexander Fedorovsky, the world's number 2, a slight lead on Duncan Goodhue. They've now got 30 metres to go in this final of the 100 metres breaststroke. It's Goodhue and Fedorovsky going for the gold and the silver. But Goodhue has got a lead here. Goodhue has got a lead here of about a foot. And Goodhue is going. And Goodhue's got 5 metres to go. And Goodhue's going to go it. Goodhue's going to do it. And Duncan Goodhue has done it. Duncan Goodhue is the new Olympic champion.
So the flag reaches the top of the mast as the choir will end that Olympic hymn. 15 days of competition, that flag will symbolize the Olympic Games. It reaches the top and 2,400 snow-white doves are released to hope for freedom and peace. They flutter around the stadium. The flag reaches the top. The hymn reaches its end. And 70,000 people applaud a sight they will remember forever and ever.
A longtime colleague and also one of Peter Jones' closest friends, Cliff Morgan, paid this tribute.
For me, from now on, there'll be a minute's silence during Sports Report every Saturday afternoon. The voice of Peter Jones has been cruelly silenced, and broadcasting will be less rich without my old pal. It feels so wrong to speak in the past tense, for Jonesy was all about live broadcasting, with its excitements and tribulations, which he took in his stride, for he learned his trade from Angus Mackay, the man who created the 5 o'clock show. He aimed for the stars and earned himself a rightful place in that highly exclusive club of all-rounders. Winifred Vaughan Thomas, John Snagg, Brian Johnston, Stuart McPherson. For Peter had the words to paint many pictures, and for the listener, the scenes were sculpted in the mind. Like these great broadcasters, he understood the importance of simplicity and clarity. You know, I always felt comfortable when Peter was at the microphone, whether he was making the pulse quicken at the FA Cup final, expressing the horror and grief of Heysel Stadium in Hillsborough, capturing the majesty, the glamour of a royal wedding, the love and solemnity of a state funeral. He made the listeners feel they were there, for he had the feel as well as the facts. For 25 years, his was the word. And they still ring in my ears. And Domaski has scored for Poland. Welcome to Anfield. And Adrian Morehouse will win the gold medal as he touches now. And as the cortege moves slowly towards Westminster Abbey, the sound of Big Ben in his tall Gothic tower reminds us all that it's 11 o'clock. The memories of Peter Jones for me are as sweet as the wild honey of the Mabinogion, which he read. He was a lover of great literature. And if there's such a thing as consolation for those he loved and who loved him, it's that his last act was, for him, his theatre, standing on the deck of a BBC launch at high tide on the River Thames, broadcasting to the nation the 136th boat race. And listening, I felt I was there. Be seeing you, Jonesy.
Cliff Morgan paying tribute to Peter Jones, who died today.